Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Here you go for your Monday morning. Yeah, that's right. Get you started the right way. Good, the bad, and the dumb. But before we get to that, it's brought to you by Verizon with their newest unlimited plan. Everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines. With auto pay plus taxes and fees, their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. What is the good of the day, Ron Culver?
The good of the day. Hasn't really happened yet, but it will be happening soon.
All right.
Now, I will admit, I have not been a religious watcher of The Simpsons for quite some time.
Me either.
You know, I mean, there was a time that, you know, never missed an episode. And that time has long passed.
I think 30 years committed to something on TV is too long.
But it's amazing, too. At the same time, that this show has been around for 35 years. But, Tony, when we find out the actual date, I will be sure to let you all know. Because in the upcoming new season of The Simpsons, they will have an episode explaining how they've been able to predict the future.
Oh, wow!
I am so curious about this.
Wow! That'll be fun.
It should be.
That would be fun. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea how they do it. They have not run out of ideas. I mean, they just keep churning them out over and over and over again.
But then the fact, you know, after 35 years, I mean, some of the things that they predicted or that they've put down on their cartoon was for laughs and giggles. But you looked at it, you're like, whoa, how did that come true?
I know. That's crazy. A lot of them have been amazing. So it's just
it should be interesting.
Yeah. But Lisa Simpson has not become president after Trump. That was the one thing.
They missed the mark on that one,
I guess. But the fact that they landed President Trump was funny. I mean, it's absolutely funny because it was funny back then. And then all of a sudden you're like, he did. Oh, my gosh. But you're right. A pandemic. I mean, everything. It's been wild. This is like a whole bunch of things. It's like a very long list.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of websites on it. There's 16 of them right here.
16 of them? Wow. That's even more than I thought.
Different ones.
My goodness. So they're going to actually show you how they did it. Good for them.
Yeah. I'm curious.
They were you're right. There were episodes on there that were like the Halloween ones that they did. They were so good. So good, the parodies that they did of horror movies and whatnot. It's amazing that that has been around forever and ever. And you know what it is? When a couple of years ago, FX did this marathon of like we're playing every Simpsons episode, and they were doing it for like, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that. It was just back to back to back all the episodes. But when I would catch it, I would go, oh, let me watch it. It was almost like a time capsule. Like people that were popular at that particular time, pop cultural phenomenons that were going on, The Simpsons captured it. So you could watch an episode and see like the Arsenio Hall show on TV, you know, and you'd be like, oh, that's from the early 90s. And then you would see something that they would mock that was going on in 1998. You'd see Bill Clinton on there. You'd see like all through the decades. Whatever was kind of popular, The Simpsons sort of mocked it or did something with it or sort of put it, ingrained it into the show. And it became like this sort of, again, this time capsule of, wow, this is really cool.
Well, here's one for you just for fun, right? This was a 1992 episode, Lisa the Greek.
Oh, nice.
Right? Where she made a prediction on the Super Bowl. And she said, Washington will win if she still loves her dad, and the Buffalo Bills will prevail if she no longer does.
Oh.
So guess what? Lisa loves her dad.
Lisa loves her dad, yeah.
And this episode aired days before the Super Bowl.
I saw a YouTube video, not to stay on The Simpsons, but this is... I saw a YouTube video where a guy pointed to the episode of The Simpsons that changed Homer for the worse. Because he said there was this writing team, and they had done the early Simpsons episodes, and then the writing team changed. But he said this is the moment where if you go back and watch early Homer Simpsons, he was a dunce, but he wasn't a complete and utter moron. And like he used big words and he could read and stuff like that. And then there was a moment where Homer couldn't read simple words. Like he would see a word and he would mispronounce simple words. And they said it turned Homer from this sort of, you know, this dad that was struggling but was kind of doing dumb things to a complete and utter moron that was really kind of lovable for his stupidity. And he said it completely changed the character. And I thought it was pretty fascinating that somebody would be that dedicated to the show to be concerned about the change in the character of 30 years, which is likely to happen given the turnover that goes on in Hollywood. Yeah. So,
you know, some of the things that they have predicted over the year was FaceTime.
FaceTime.
A lot of people did predict, you know, video phone conferences,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I won't give them that one.
But they got the year.
They got the year right?
2010.
Okay. That's the thing. That's the thing with predictions. Like everyone's like, look at Dick Tracy with where yeah. But eventually that technology was coming somehow.
But the fact that they nailed the year.
Nailing the year is pretty good.
Homer Simpson was writing an equation that's eerily similar to the that God particle equation.
Oh, the Higgs boson particle?
So I mean it's just
been
weird things like that.
What? How did they do that?
I don't know. There has to be time travel involved.
Good Lord.
So, anyways, yeah, when we find out when that episode is, I will let you know because I am really curious.
Like, when they were sitting around with the writers, did they go, everybody, we got some new writers here. Introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Mark. I wrote for Family Guy. I also wrote for Tim Allen's show and blah, blah, blah. And then they get to, like, Nancy, and she's like, hi, I'm Nancy. I was a nuclear physicist for a number of years, and I decided to get into Hollywood screenwriting. Like, how did they come? Who came up with the formula for the Higgs boson in an episode of The Simpsons? That's crazy.
I can keep
going
on.
That's not something you just land.
I can keep going on with this list of stuff, but we got time.
All right.
We're going to run out of time here.
Let's go to the bad of the day.
The bad of the day, and this is this one goes out to your brother.
All right, my brother. All
right. Mike McCarthy-led Cowboys led the NFL in penalties last season, and in the first preseason game, the team was penalized 17 times.
Yeah, that was bad, man.
The really bad of it is that fans are already calling for Jerry Jones to fire Mike McCarthy after the first preseason game.
I asked my brother about that this weekend. I said, what's the deal? He goes, that's all we do is penalties. I go, you got to clean that up.
Got it.
It's going to hurt you,
somehow,
man.
Some way, but I mean.
You can't do that.
They can't do it.
How devastating. 17. The Broncos scored 17 points and the Cowboys had 17 penalties.
Right.
In a preseason game. Good.
I think
God.
They had, what, 13 in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Something, or first
something
half.
It was crazy like that. It was
it
first
was
half.
It was stupid.
Ridiculous.
I mean, like, come on, guys.
Ridiculous.
Preseason.
Terrible. That team's going to find its. I'm telling you, they keep shooting themselves at something. I don't know what it is.
Does Mike McCarthy, does he go into the season knowing, like, it doesn't matter what I do? It
doesn't matter.
Short of winning a Super Bowl.
You better win a Super Bowl.
I'm fired at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, when you have Sean Payton breathing down your neck for that job, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be the worst. You contact your agent, you're like, start making silent conversations with other people.
Yep. Coordinator like, job, I don't care.
Do that thing where, like, I'm not here, you're not here, but let's chat a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because next year, he's going to be looking for work. Yeah, because...
He's the very definition of lame duck coach.
Lame duck coach, without question. Without question.
Unless he wins a Super Bowl.
17 penalties.
I don't even know if winning a Super Bowl will do it, to be honest with you.
Maybe not. Maybe you might be right. Maybe not. Because, again... Nobody believes Peyton is done, right? Like, nobody believes Sean Payton is out. Like, we think he retired to get out of New Orleans to try something else or to be the Cowboys' job. Because, like we've said many times, and you may not like the Cowboys, but you have to at least admit, being the coach of the Cowboys is different than being a coach anywhere else in the NFL. You know that when you get that job. It's a different owner. It's a different fan base. It's a different organization. It is completely different. It's a global brand. That team has got deep, deep fans around the world. If you see one of those Facebook maps of fandom, they are everywhere. They are pots of Cowboy areas around the country. They've got it's not the same as being the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, right? I mean, it's a big deal. So I think Peyton wants a piece of that. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day. I got to get to CBS Sports Twitter site.
Okay, what did they do?
They put up a photo, and I know what their objective was.
Right.
You know, just to let's start a conversation, or let's you know, just an absurd question that you already know the answer to, but let's just see if we can get people talking about it.
Okay.
Right? So they posted this question, and they have pictures of 9 different players. All right? And before you give me your answer, Tony, I want you to think long and hard about this question.
I will.
The question is, who is the best player to play for both the Yankees and the Red Sox? And like I said, they have a picture of 9 different individuals, almost like a Brady Bunch-esque look to it, of players like Roger Clemens, Wade Boggs, Ricky Henderson, Johnny Damon. And then there's this one guy in the middle.
I'm assuming that's Babe Ruth.
Yeah. That's where I laugh, because I showed the picture to my wife and I just said, listen, I mean, you don't know most of these players. Maybe you do recognize them. Her sports knowledge or face recognition sometimes really surprises me, shocks me. And I said, you know, but here's the question. Who's the best player to play for the Yankees and the Red Sox? She looked at the picture. She goes, Babe Ruth.
Wouldn't everybody pick Babe Ruth, or did somebody go Johnny Damon?
Every answer I'm looking is, is this even a real question?
Okay, so who did it again? CBS Sports?
CBS Sports.
Okay, so here's the thing. Could a Red Sox fan answer that question differently? I mean, Ruth was a good, really good player for the Red Sox, which is why the trade was such a big deal. So he was a good player for the Red Sox. But would a Red Sox fan go, I'm not answering Ruth because he... You know, I just don't, the curse of the Bambino, all of that. I'm taking Wade Boggs.
Right.
Like, could they just be like that defiant fan?
I mean,
I guess not. I don't know.
You have some that one person wrote down Jacoby Ellsbury. I mean, you know, just.
Well, yeah, sure. Right.
You know, yeah. They're trying to get the laughs.
No, of course.
But I mean, it's one of those things that that's where I get where CBS Sports was doing. I was like, oh, well, let's just put this out there and, you know, it'll get lots of retweets.
Yeah, right. We'll take our lumps for putting this out there, but at least it'll hit the social media market.
People
or the
will
viral,
comment on
viral
it.
Nature. They'll yeah, exactly.
But I find this so stupid. I mean, it's like, I don't know. For me, I looked at that. I'm like, that's not even a real question.
No,
somebody else put
question.
It down right. Said, take out Babe Ruth, take out Roger Clemens, and then re-ask the question.
That's a good question. Yeah, with outside of Babe Ruth and Roger Clemens, who do you think? That would be a better
then
question.
Then you can go, okay, you know, is it Wade Boggs?
That's a better question.
Johnny Damon, David Cohn's on there, David Wells. I mean, Ricky Henderson. Then you might have actual
question. Yeah, because you could have real debates about the influence. Like this, you know, he was great with the Red Sox, but he was disappointing with the Yankees. Or he was a great Yankee, he was disappointing with the Red Sox. Or he helped both win a World Series. Or whatever it is, you could put it in some context. That's outside, because Ruth sort of ruins everything. I mean,
no, he does. I mean,
you know,
come on.
Like you put in Ruth, and it's like, okay, 100% should be Babe Ruth.
Like I said to my wife, I said a curse was created,
right?
Because of that,
exactly.
And you know, like, we don't believe in curses, but that one I do believe in.
No, well, if they got what they wanted out of it, which was viralization
and,
of that
and people
tweet,
talking about it, then good on them. But
not a good a good 9 box poll. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb for you Monday. Again, Mark Long, Associated Press, is going to join us 15 minutes to talk Jacksonville Jaguars football. Again, a season where it was a lot about Urban Meyer, a lot about the development of Trevor Lawrence, but in the end, Doug Peterson comes to town. So what it'll be like for 2022? It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.